Have you ever had a secret desire to star in a famous musical? Well, now is your chance. Who or what could be more famous than Shrek? Now, we're joined today by Sherry Denning of Warren Arts from McMinnville, Tennessee, to give us all the details and peel back all the layers of Shrek. After all, ogres are like onions. That was my attempt at a Scottish accent.
Very nice.
Thank you. It's so nice to meet you and talk with you today,
it's
Sherry.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So you all are doing Shrek.
We are. Shrek the Musical. It's an amazing stage musical that has had amazing success in Broadway for many years and
sure.
Now is making its rounds through all the community theaters for the multiple time.
Yeah. Look, my students over at Tech, it's one of the shows they will constantly say to me, have you seen Shrek yet? Have you seen Shrek yet? Which I haven't, so I'm going to have to change that.
Oh, there is nothing more fun. The music is fantastic. The characters are so relatable.
Sure.
Everybody
Very iconic.
Everybody sees themselves in those characters, and it's just timeless.
Oh, that's fantastic. So give us a little background about Warren Arts. As a community theater.
Yeah, so Warren Arts was founded in 2017.
Okay.
There were just a few people who were tired of taking their kids and themselves across counties to
sure.
find theater opportunities. And we'd been talking about it for a few years and finally just sat down and said, okay, let's do something about it. And so we formed a board, and within 2 months we had started production on our first show, which was a talent show.
Sure.
And here we are now in 2025, and we have produced more than 60 shows in that
wow.
amount of time.
That is so impressive.
Yeah, the schedule is ridiculous. When I look back and think about what was accomplished in the amount of time that we had, we were doing between 8 and 12 shows a year for those first
wow.
5 or 6 years. And we did kind of start scaling it back at some point because we were burning ourselves and all of our people
sure.
out, you
right.
know. But when we started, the appetite was so strong for it in our community. We started with 50 or so volunteers.
Right.
And within a year or two, we had over 200 volunteers.
My goodness. And so Warren Arts is like the living embodiment of the, hey, let's put on a show.
Exactly.
We can use my barn.
That is exactly what it was. We started in a tiny little warehouse. And in fact, it was one of those where we had church pews.
Uh-huh.
So we could seat 100 people in that tiny little 3,000 square foot.
Right.
But the only thing between you and backstage was a thin piece of fabric and some duct tape.
Oh, my goodness.
We literally duct tape and baling wired everything together. And the actors had about 18 inches between the wall and the stage
right.
to come back and forth. So we had to be very creative with
sure.
our props and costume changes.
But you're theater
changes.
People, so that comes
That's
easy.
That's what theater people do. We figure it out, you know. And so that was a fantastic experience. We were there for about 18 months. And
wow. And the people just came out.
They just kept coming.
Wow.
We sold out. The very first show we did there was A Wonderful Life.
Okay.
And it was at Christmas time. We sold it out, added performances. And, I mean, there were two bathrooms. Only one of them worked half the time. And, like, I got called out one time. We did Dracula the first fall after
right.
we started. And I got called in the middle of one of the shows because one of the toilets had overflowed and was flowing into the audience.
Oh, no.
That's just life. You know, whenever
yeah.
it's community theater, you're everything. You know,
right.
so I was the executive director. I was the facilities manager. I was the chairman of the board. You know,
right. And you were and you knew where the plunger
I
was.
I knew
hidden.
Where the plunger was. I knew how to snake out a drain, you know. So you do what you got to do.
Oh, that's
and so we're
so
mopping
fantastic.
Everything back. And Dracula's coming out of his coffin. And we just keep mopping. And the show goes on.
Oh, that's so great. And it's so cool, too. To provide these acting opportunities and all, you know, one of the things I've always loved about community theater is the range of actors
oh, yeah.
from, you know, very young who are just trying to people who maybe have worked regular JOBs their whole lives.
Absolutely.
But come, you know, 5 o'clock, they leave work and they head
yeah.
right to the theater.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And love it.
So we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, Sherry, I want to hear a little bit more about, so you have upcoming auditions for Shrek.
We do.
You got to get your actors together.
Yep.
So we'll come back and we'll talk about that.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Sherry Denning from Warren Arts. So Sherry, Warren Arts is doing Shrek the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
And you have auditions coming up, right?
We
so,
do.
So what are you looking for?
We are looking for actors from 9 and up.
Okay.
So we'll have a couple people, 9 to 12 for the young actors. So we've got young Fiona and young Shrek. Everyone else primarily will be teenagers and adults.
That's so exciting.
We have lots of roles. This is a huge ensemble show. The leads are great in
right.
any show, but the ensemble is what makes that show.
Yeah.
And so we've got all these great fairy tale creatures and guards and all these folks that are there, and we need to fill all those roles. So we do not require any experience. Part of the wonderful thing about community theater is that you can come in straight off the street and learn how to audition and learn how to act and learn how to, you know, go through the processes. And I have seen so many awesome stories of people who literally were shaking in their boots, afraid to even have a conversation with
right.
me. And then after the rehearsal process, they get out there and kill.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Like, they're
it's
naturals,
so
and they never knew.
Right.
They never knew how natural they were until they gave themselves an opportunity. So
that's so cool that Warren
really
Arts is providing
for.
That yeah. for the opportunity
yeah.
for people. Yeah, because there is. I've seen so many young actors or young people who are thinking, I think I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I got involved.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I mean, my mom was kind of like, you talk a lot. You don't seem to be embarrassed very easily. Please go audition for a play.
Yeah.
And it did. It changed my life.
It does. We have so many kids and adults, for that matter. There's plenty of adults who do their first show ever
right.
with us. And then they keep coming back because they realize how much fun it is. But, you know, they may not – they just don't feel like they fit somewhere else.
Right.
And they come in and realize there's a job for everybody. Even if you don't necessarily want to be on the stage – there's a stage crew job,
right.
or there's a lighting job, or there's an audio job, or there's all
gotta
these
have
things
a crew.
That
yeah.
people have to do, or there's no show.
Right, right.
And, you know,
and do you all make your costumes and
we
things
do.
Like that,
we
too?
Make everything. We make all the props,
oh,
all the set
goodness.
Pieces, all the costumes. We do all the lighting. We do all the sound. We do everything.
Oh, that's so exciting. And, you know, and I noticed being a tech, too, we get students occasionally who will come into the Playhouse who are electrical engineering majors and
yeah.
realize, oh, we can work with theater lights?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And do amazing things.
Yep.
We came across a volunteer a couple of years ago. I wrote a show called The Doo-Wop Show, and he came in to help us with that, with the sound for it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is he a great sound guy, he also is a great lighting guy, and he's just brilliant.
Oh, that's
like,
so cool.
He can just visualize things and then figure out ways to make it happen. He's an engineer at heart.
Right.
He's a sound engineer by trade, but he's just an engineer who can, you know,
has that
think
eye
things
for
in that
yeah.
way. And has been such a tremendous, you know, help to us in thinking about things differently.
That is so cool. So you've got this all-volunteer staff.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people who are, you know, particularly with adults, they're working in their regular jobs.
Yes.
They're coming to the theater because they just love to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we make schedules based on that. So,
right.
you know, we all have regular jobs. You know, I work till 5 o'clock most
yeah.
days, you know. And then, like you say, we grab something to eat, run to the theater. If people have kids, they bring their kids. They hang out at the theater while mom
yeah,
and dad
sure.
are rehearsing. Or the kids are in the play, too. So it really is something that and especially Shrek, because there's so many diverse roles, it's something that families can do together. In fact,
right.
I reached out to a family this past week who had mentioned to me that they were interested in some additional opportunities, and I was like, this is the one. Like, your whole family can literally be in
yeah.
this show together. And what a fun experience
Absolutely.
That is to get to share that together.
Yeah, whether you're working backstage
mm-hmm.
or whether you're on stage or a little bit of both,
yeah.
you know, I know having worked with many community theaters over the years, you sometimes you do find yourself, hey, I need you to move this
right.
scenery
exactly.
at the end of this scene. Got it. Okay.
Yes, your job is to move this, do that. Yeah.
Oh, that's
help this
fantastic.
Person do a quick change. You know, yeah, we all share the load, and that's how it gets done.
That's fantastic. Okay, so we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, let's talk about specifically when these auditions are going to be. It's so nice. So you said they don't have to have anything prepared in advance. So
no.
That's really great.
Yep.
Because literally, sometimes I think people just think, I think I'm feeling like I need to go and do this.
Right.
And so that's so great that that's available to them. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Sherry Denning from Warren Arts. So, Sherry, auditions are coming up for Shrek the Musical.
Yes.
When are they going to take place?
Yes, so we have auditions in McMinnville at the Locust Street location of our Warren County Administration Building.
Okay.
And they are on August the 14th. And also on August the 17th. So on the 14th, we will be there from 5:30 to 8. And on the 17th, we'll be there from 1 to 4:30. And we're doing that by sign-ups because we want to make sure that everybody has opportunity to be seen in all the different things that we're working
right.
on. Because we're going to do some cold readings from
sure.
the script. We're going to do a dance combo, which is super exciting. And so the person will come in and just learn a very simple dance combo and then perform it. They have plenty of time to practice it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also do some singing auditions. So the person will just come in and sing a song of their choice. They'll bring some accompaniment. It can be their phone or they can just sing a cappella or whatever.
Right.
But they choose a song and sing it for us, and that'll help us figure out our casting.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who are some of the who's your production staff? Who's
yeah.
your director and your choreographer and your music director?
We have such a great team. It's a big team. We assembled the team before we ever started anything else. So I'm directing, and then I'm assisted by Dana Sexton, who
okay.
is a Warren County or a Warren Arts regular mm-hmm. and veteran. Then we have Holly McNeil, who is learning directing and is assisting us in that as well.
Great.
We have a music director, Delaney Sullivan, who is a pharmacist in McMinnville and a music aficionado by night. And then choreography is Maya Denning, who mm-hmm. is my daughter and a graduate of Lipscomb's directing program. And
excellent
music
program.
And dance program. So, and then we have costume designs with Sarah Knuckles and Kathy Elam, and sound design is Jay Williams, and set building is Carson McNeil and Greg Garrison. And we have just the best group of people that, you know, we come together, we talk about what we want to do, we make decisions, and then we go do it. So we're really excited about these auditions. On our website, which is warrenartstn.com,
mm-hmm.
that is where the sign-up link is located. So a person can go on to warrenartstn.com. They sign up there for the audition spot they want, either on the Thursday night or on Sunday afternoon. And starting this weekend, the video of the dance combo will be posted there.
Oh, that's great.
So if someone wants to learn the dance early and practice it in their own home, they can do that. And they'll see that it's a quick and easy dance combo. It's not anything that's going to be super complicated.
Right.
We just want to, you know, kind of get an idea for
sure.
Where people are in their work, and then we'll help them learn more.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, are all the auditions in person?
We do have an option for video auditions. So on that sign-up form, there's a place to note that you want to do a video audition, and it gives instructions on how to do that.
Oh, that's
so there are instructions there. They are due a couple of days before the final auditions, and then that way we can have them also be a part of callbacks. So we have the callbacks will be on the 18th if someone is called back for a specific role or roles, and that will include our video people. So if we've got people who can't be for callbacks, we will let them do a video callback as well.
Oh, that's handy. That's
mm-hmm.
really, that's great. Because, yeah, it is, you know, you get very busy with
yes.
things.
Yes.
But also people do have to, you know, if you're going to commit to doing theater,
yes.
you're going to have to carve that out
that's
of
right.
your schedule
that's right.
in your life. Cause...
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we've made as part of our audition form is, you know, to share all the conflicts with us. Because
right.
life happens. We have things we're responsible for. But this is a very big and complicated show. There's a lot of rehearsals into it. And so if it's really not the right time for someone, we could put them in a role where they're not needed as much.
Sure.
Or it might just be not the right show for them.
Right. You know, maybe, so, and maybe they just are going to work, you know, yeah, help with props,
absolutely,
or help with costumes,
yes,
or
absolutely,
something.
Absolutely. There's always a place to be a part of any production.
Yeah,
for community theater.
Absolutely.
There's a job for everyone, for sure.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, I hope you have a huge turnout for this show. And I really will, you know, it's, again, my students have been raving about Shrek for years, and I really should see it on stage.
You really should. You really should. It's very memorable, and you know, if you've ever seen the movie, it follows the same plot line,
right?
But the songs are just phenomenal, and
okay,
you know, to be able to be a part of that, and this is our second go around with Warren Arts with Shrek, and I am just thrilled.
And you'll be performing at the beautiful Park Theater.
We will be in the beautiful historic Park Theater on November 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Wow!
And so we will have lots of great shows to choose from, and we cannot wait to share it with our public.
That sounds amazing. Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Sherry Denning from Warren Arts about their upcoming auditions for Shrek the Musical. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you for having me.